World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, sneeze. Excuse me. I woke up sharp today. I want you to know that out there. I woke up sharp, man. Sharp. Ready to roll here. A lot going on. So bear with me. I was up early, and I'm sharp this morning, and I'm heading somewhere, and I just want you all to join and go along with me. Know this. I don't know. I don't know the truth. I'm looking for the truth. Truth sets you free. A lot of crazy stuff that's going on, and I'm going to try to connect some dots here for you this morning if I possibly can. Sorry if I keep sniffling. All of a sudden, my nose start running. And I'm like cold, everything. I'm good. I'm feeling great. But my nose just started running. Pull up strong delusion. What's going on? I want to help all of you here this morning, okay? We could jump into a lot of media stuff with what's going on with the Epstein list and with the Trumps. And we could jump into all this stuff, but I'm going to tell you this. If you do not understand the foundation of what I'm going to share with you today, you're not going to understand it. Okay, you're just not going to understand it. And this doesn't have anything to do with end-time theology or anything like that. It has to do with the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. My wife and I came to the conclusion in a discussion we were having today, the number one problem in the American church is there is no fear of the Lord. When's the last sermon you heard in any church anywhere in America about the fear of the Lord rather than the love of God? How much God loves you and wants to be your best friend and he just wants to shower you with all kinds of blessings. He can't wait to bless. And there's an aspect of Christ, I suppose, where that's true. But when you look across the culture of today, there's no fear. Hey, there's no fear of the Lord in America today. There's no fear of the Lord in America today. And it starts in a lot of different places. I told Spencer, pull up 2 Thessalonians. Bear with me. Let me stop a second before I go there, okay? Just bear with me. Folks, we got a lot of people who need prayer. We got a lot of people who need prayer. I just made some notes here today. Bear with me. Our dear friend Bob Roof, Dr. Bob Roof, the heroic emergency room doctor in Iowa, heroic emergency room doctor, fought the whole COVID thing, yada, yada, yada. He sent me a text message last night. Let me share it with you. Hey, are you your brother's keeper? Are we going to share one another's burdens? Are we? Here's what he sent me. I'm not going to read the whole thing, Bob, if you're listening out there. Here's what he said to me yesterday, Dr. Bob Roof. We love Bob. He said, "Hi, Coach. I decided to give you an update. I almost called you today. Anyway, you remember my ruptured disc at the conference when we were in Wisconsin? I've been in bed ever since." When was that conference in Wisconsin? 6 months ago? 7 months ago? This guy's in the emergency room. I've been in bed ever since. Had two surgeries, April 29th, May 8th. Neither one of them worked. My neurosurgeon told me a few years back that eventually I was going to need a fusion, and that's where we are today. I'm having a big surgery with a hot shot at the University of Iowa Wednesday. Is today Wednesday or is that tomorrow? I'm all screwed up. Today,
yes.
Wednesday? Today,
tomorrow.
Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Listen to this. They booked the operating room for 7.5 hours. So I'm very nervous. Wow. I found out the last few months what trying to live by faith is really all about. Anyway, please pray for me and my wife, Kay, because she is suffering too. Coach, I've been so depressed and broken. Friends, do you have any idea how many people you come across in a day on a daily basis who are depressed and broken? They put a smile on their face. They go about their lives. The kids are on drugs. Their marriage is messed up. They don't even love their spouse anymore. They're in debt. Their car breaks down. Anybody know what I'm talking about out there? And we try to paddle our way through this morass and try to figure out and what's going on. And the Bible says if we have hope in this world only, we're all men most miserable. I wrote down Mark Mattingly struggles every day. Jeff Mel had a stroke. OJ and Dorit have been going through some personal stuff. My sister-in-law Susie lost her husband 6 months ago. What would it be like to get up every day and not have your spouse? Kimberly Summers, stuff she's dealing with. I could go on and on and on and on. And it's the prayer of the saints. We understand that. But how do we pray for people we don't how do we pray? If I could be a priest for a moment, those of you raised Catholic understand what that means, to be a priest and go into the confessional. And if I could be the priest sitting in the confessional and you had the chance to spill everything you were dealing with, it would be unbelievable, wouldn't it? It really would be. Marriages, children, health. Man. That's where we are. We have a lot of more than we don't. I just put this list down there. I could just put down more and more and more and more and more. I got two scriptures I want to, another rainstorm. Folks, are we getting the message? Are you and I getting the message? Floods. Are we getting the message? Do we understand that the water represents the cleansing of the Holy Spirit? Do we understand that? Do we understand that the rain falls on the just and the unjust? Do we understand that we are dealing with the consequences of sin? Do we understand that? Do we? Is there any righteousness, any holiness, anyone in your community where you live who's standing up and talking about the fear of the Lord and repent and turn from your wicked ways? Anywhere? Is that going on anywhere that you know of? Now we beseech ye, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not so soon shaken in mind. Evidently, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Cash Patel. I'm going to get into all that stuff. The Epstein list. All you stay with me. But you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Folks, please understand this. The term at hand means imminent at any time. Time out a minute. When was this written? Back then, the day of Christ was imminent at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Then it had been a boom. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And if you cannot see the fruit of the man of sin, whatever that is, if you can't see it, if you can't understand it, if you can't understand there is no fear of the Lord, in America today, you can walk into a meeting and ask if it's okay to pray, and some people will say no.
Boom.
No fear of the Lord. And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, let me tell you, folks, that spirit's already here. It's already here. Or that is worshiped. So that he, as God, who? Huh? That guy who exalts himself sits as God in the temple of God, acting like he is God. Anybody think we're there yet? Remember I told you that? Didn't I tell you all that? Stay with me. Spence, if you will, go to Strong Delusion. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Already at work. When was this written? Last week? 2 months ago? 3 years ago? 4 years ago? Folks, it's been a spiritual assault since the days of Christ. It's been a spiritual assault. And we don't even talk about it today. It's not even legal in our church. Go into school and say, I wonder if they're like, well, get a strong delusion. You got that? Sorry, folks. Don't know the words. Is that it? Is that what came up? Okay. Well, let's go to one. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Who opposes and exalts himself above God, all is called God, or that is worshipped. So he sits in the temple of God. Where does he sit? He sits in the temple of God. He's sitting in the church, acting like he is God. You guys remember when I told you that? Paul said. You guys remember I told you all that? What are you talking about, Willis? Now you know what holds him back, because he's going to be revealed in his time. Why? Because even way back when this was written, the mystery of iniquity was already at work. The mystery of iniquity. The hell is that? The mystery of iniquity. Only he who now holds him back soon going to be taken out of the way. By the way, when was this written? Was this last week this was written? Just last week this was written? No, it's been a process. It's been a process for at least 2,000 years. And then shall that wicked be revealed, with whom the Lord shall consume the spirit of his mouth. Make no mistake about it. The Lord is going to kick the devil's arse. Make no mistake about it, all right? And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Let me ask you something, folks. Is the American government and the American school system full of what? Signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. They don't love the truth. They don't love the truth. They love lies. And because of that, for this cause, because they didn't love the truth, Christians sitting in your churches, because you don't love the truth, God is going to send some judgment your way, boys and girls. And you're going to start believing that Jesus loves everybody and that he's just a nice big old Santa Claus. You can come down and sit on his lap and he's okay with everything. You're okay and I'm okay. And then God's going to say, okay, if that's the way you want it, there you go, dudes. And what? We're going to believe a lie. What it says. What's going to happen? They're going to all be damned who don't believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It's all around us, and the church doesn't care. Now, use the term care. There are many who do care. You understand what I'm saying, right? The organized church doesn't care. Why? Because we've got pleasure in righteousness. And your pastor isn't going to preach that message because you'll leave. And they'll go someplace where ears get tickled. Let me get this out of me, then I'll open it up here. Where is it, coach? I'm looking at my notes here. Bring up Psalm 2. I'm going to tell you this again so that you can watch what's going on with Bongino and our friend Judah knows Cash Patel. We couldn't wait to get Dan Bongino in there and Cash Patel in there. We couldn't wait to get Pam Bondi in there, although I would never send a woman to do a man's job. Sorry, I'm an old guy. I'd never send a woman. And because we're not looking at it with spiritual eyes, we do not understand Psalm 2. And no matter how much you tell people Psalm 2, they don't get it. Why isn't Trump doing this? Why isn't Bongino doing this? Why isn't Patel doing this? Why isn't Bondi doing this? Why aren't they doing this? Why? Because the heathen are raging and the people imagine a vain thing and the kings of the earth have set themselves.
Boom.
And the rulers are taking counsel together against anything righteous. Somebody say amen. And if you don't get this part of it, then you're going to get caught up in the Trump is good, Trump is bad, Republican good, Democrat. If you don't understand and realize it as a spiritual war, and most Christians ain't got no clue. I'm going to write a commentary today. I think I'm going to write it on this. You ready? Secular Christianity. Vinny, there, that'd have been a boom. That's what we have in America. Secular Christianity. Spencer, real quickly. Look up secular. What is secular? Secular. Pertaining to the present world. Wow. Or to things not spiritual or holy. Or relating to things not immediately or primarily respecting the soul, but the body. Worldly. The secular concerns of life respect making provisions for the support of life, the preservation of health, the temporal prosperity of men, of states. Secular power is that which superintends and governs the temporal affairs of men, the civil or political power, and is contradistinguished from spiritual or ecclesiastical power. We have secular Christianity. Huh? This is amazing, isn't it? Would anybody want to argue? That's what we're dealing with? Secular Christianity. Everybody's Christian, but there ain't no Christianity. There ain't no power. We all have a form of godliness, deny the power thereof. And such men turn away. And they're calling you a conspiracy theorist, and they're calling you a radical, and they're calling you, hey, folks, can I tell you something? You'd just be normal 100 years ago. You'd just be normal.
Amen.
But now
they have secularized Christianity. We have secular Christianity. Right? Not the salt of the earth. Not the salt. Point number two. I'll open it up here in a minute. Oh, I got some stuff to give you today. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you can take it. Some of you would leave. Some of you would leave. Maybe I ought to let you. I don't know who this guy is, but he sent me this. Go ahead.
This is 2025. This is the worst generation, the most evil generation since the flood of Noah. And it's getting worse every day. And it's not only society that is rotten. I'm telling you again, the so-called church, religious people, are more like the world every day and are bringing the world into its so-called worship. There is no longer a fear of God in this world and in most churches. You know, we've been taught for a long time, falsely so, God's your friend, God's your buddy. God doesn't want you to be afraid of him. I've heard preachers say, I'm not afraid of God. Why, if he loved me enough to save me, I'm his pal, I'm his buddy. But that does not ring true with Scripture. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I'm taught time and time again, ye that love the Lord, fear him. Fear the Lord. Respect the Lord. Jesus said, you don't have to fear any man, but you better fear God, because God can cast both body and soul into hell. But the fear of God is gone. And I'm sorry to say that many, many Christians no longer have a quaking, respectful fear of the God who saved them.
Wow.
This is
20. Boom on that one, Betty. Boom on that one. Because why? Evil men have crept in unaware, and they change the truth of God into a lie, and they worship and serve the creature more than the creator. And Almighty God is just so happy that he's still alive, because he gets to bless you. He gets to serve you. He gets to give you all those blessings. Pull up number four. I just got some good stuff. Look, I ain't even close to where I want to go. Ray Comfort. You guys know Ray Comfort? Ray Comfort's the one who teaches people how to lead others to Christ through the Ten Commandments. This is what Ray Comfort has to say. Go ahead.
Watch this.
And what we've done in our country is we've run around saying it's easy to become a Christian when Jesus said the opposite. So all you've got to do is ask Jesus into your heart, when there's no such thing in the Bible. And the Bible speaks of repentance towards God. The Bible says, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. When David stole another man's wife and committed adultery and then had him killed, what did Nathan do? Come up to him and say, God has a wonderful plan for your life. What's that got to do with anything? David had sinned against God. He had broken the commandments. So Nathan gave him a little story about a man who stole another man's lamb. And when David said, that man will store fourfold and he will die, then Nathan said, you are the man. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord? And David said, I've sinned against God. And then came the gospel. Then came, nevertheless, you shall not die, for God has put away your sin. And we live in a nation of adulterers and blasphemers, people filled with bitterness and hatred, with no fear of God before their eyes. And so to run around saying God has a wonderful plan for your life has got nothing to do with anything. We need to do what Nathan did and be faithful and confront them about their sins. And we can do it if we do it in love and in gentleness. And do it like Nathan did it. Start in the natural. Then swing to the spiritual. Talk about Judgment Day, the reality of hell. And then you'd say, nevertheless, you shall not die, for God has put away your sin. We bring the gospel. Say, nevertheless, God, who is holy and just, whose wrath abides on you, is rich in mercy, and he provided a Savior. God became a human being, Jesus of Nazareth, perfect, sinless man, the express image of the invisible God, and gave his life on the cross to take the punishment for the sin of the world. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made righteous in the sight of God. The wrath of God's law came upon him so we could have mercy. God can commute your death sentence because of that suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What you have to do is repent and trust alone in Jesus. And that's the problem that's happened to our nation. Evangelism has dropped.
Go ahead.
Dropped the law in its gospel proclamation. It doesn't diagnose the disease. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, if you fail to use the law, you will fill the church with false converts.
Yeah, what's...
Yep. That's it. One more thing. Number three. Bring up number three. Now I'll open it up. James, I know you're busting. Get in there. Hang on. Moreover, brethren, it's 1 Corinthians 15. I'm giving you all these because the Lord gave them to me today. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Folks, can you believe in vain? Is it possible to believe in vain? For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 13 people saw Jesus. After that, he was seen of more than 500, of whom the greater part remain to this day. Remember when this is written. But some have fallen asleep. Hey, that's a whole nother show. I think when you die, you just fall asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. They saw him physically. Last of all, he was seen by me. I'm the least of the apostles. Then I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church, Paul says. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection from the dead? Folks, we don't even talk about that anymore. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ isn't risen. If Christ isn't risen, then our preaching's in vain and your faith is in vain. Yeah, and we also found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. If Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then you ain't rising from the dead. If the dead rise not, then Christ didn't raise. And if Christ be not raised, then your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. And then they also which are fallen asleep, that would be dying again, are perished. And then in this life only, we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. If Christ isn't real, if the resurrection isn't real, you're just following Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or LeBron James. If you're just following a man and a fable, you are of most all men most miserable.
Boom.
And there's no passion, there's no commitment, and there's no deep desire in the heart of men to see others come to Christ, to see Christ glorified, to see his kingdom expanded. Because the devil came along, what did he do? He preached to you a different gospel, which is no gospel at all. Look around. Give me 3 more minutes, and then I'll let you come in. You have no idea, nor do I have any idea or understanding that the devil owns the deep state. Whatever happened to Dan Bongino? Whatever happened to Cash Patel? Whatever happened to Pam Bondi? Whatever happened to whatever is so deeply dark, powerfully spiritual that we cannot understand it. We cannot understand it. We cannot begin to understand the forces of darkness. Psalm 2, pull it up. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves. And the rulers, the king appointed rulers, the kings appointed rulers set themselves, and they take counsel together against all things Christian. And if you don't understand, and I don't understand, that they've had at least 80 years of unopposed wickedness in government, then we're not going to understand what's going on. Because they told us in 1947 there was a separation between the church and the state. They pulled Christianity out of the government. And here we sit on the outside looking in, being controlled by demonic forces talked about in Psalm 2. That's what's going on. I would say, I'm just guessing, that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi saw the depth of the evil. And they didn't know. They thought it was secular. And now they look around and they see everything that they were talking about. They understand how deep and how dark it is and how powerless they are to do anything about it, because the devil has seized the media. The devil has seized government. And the devil has seized the church. Coach Dave, who are you to judge? Right? The modern Christian mantra? Judge not! Judge not! Really? Jesus is going to throw some of y'all in a lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which the Bible says is the second death.
Boom.
Not your best life now, is it? It ain't your best life now. And I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. I can tell you this. You think about the deepest spiritual man that you know. Pick whoever it is that you know, that is a man of God. That dude right there, wow, that is a man of God. I'm going to tell you something. That ain't Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't that deep spiritual man of God. And we wonder why he gets overwhelmed. Have you noticed good men falling? Good men? I don't have time to get into it. Maybe I'll get into it tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to. And then I'm going to let you all get in. This is kind of a teaching moment for me. I've been swallowing this stuff all day. Pull up for me number, 6. Number 6. You want to know who the kings of this earth are? Huh? What is this? The Masonic Encyclopedia. You guys ever seen this before? Now I want you to see something else. Remember I told you yesterday that Coach Dave went to a camp in Maine? Yeah, remember that? Went to a camp in Maine and I pledged. I didn't know what I was doing. I was 19 years old. The whole camp, Camp Oatka, the whole camp took part of this initiation into, dare I read it? Also spelled Galahad, huh? The name of pure noble knight Sir Galahad. When I was 19 years old, me as a counselor at that camp with 500 other children pledged allegiance and faithfulness to Sir Galahad. Do you understand that these children's camps all across America are doing the same damn thing? What kind of parent, as I look back over my shoulder, stay with me. What kind of parent would send their child to a camp for a month and not have any idea what was being done with her children? Wait a minute. What kind of parent would do that in the public schools? Michelle and I, yesterday morning, we took eight and a half of our grandbabies to the beach, little local beach here. Swimming. And I'm sitting out there and my butt in the sand, feet in the water, my butt in the sand, and I'm looking around at the magnificent gift of my grandbabies, my seed to the world. And to think I would let some school bus come by and pick them up and go teach them the doctrines of demons. What the hell's wrong with me? People I don't even know. Some woman, some young girl teaching my children what? The curriculum. Well, who picked the curriculum? Is Christ in the curriculum? No, a Christless curriculum. Oh. I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. I'm talking to me. And I will tell you right now, before God and everyone else, I will sell my house to put my children into Christian education before I ever put them into government schools. But let me tell you something else. Christian education has been infiltrated as well. The devil went after the church. The kings of this earth have set themselves. They have. They own the school system. They own the government. So in other words, I'm to believe that Jeffrey Epstein, what's his girlfriend's name? What was her name? Somebody help me out here.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to jail for child trafficking, and now they're saying, "Oh, that didn't really happen." That didn't really happen. No, there isn't any Epstein list. You know why there isn't an Epstein list? You know why there isn't an Epstein list? Because it would bring down the American government. Oh, I got something else I want to say. If I say it, I'm gonna lose half the audience. Should I say it? Anybody want me to say it?
Say it.
Huh? Say it.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Okay, here you go. At the bottom of all of this, you're going to find the Mossad.
Boom.
You're going to find it. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not being revealed what really happened with Epstein and Epstein lie and child trafficking and all that stuff. Because of who will be exposed if the truth is ever put out there. The CIA is controlled. Folks, listen. The CIA is controlled by, bring Psalm 2 up. Somebody bring up Psalm 2. The CIA, the Mossad, the secret agencies have set themselves and take counsel together against all things Christian. You don't need to know any more Bible than that. And we don't get it. We don't get it. And these rich people, I got so much stuff I could show you. Huh? Point number 5 real quick, and I'm going to move away from it. I'll let you all get in there. Just point number 5. I'll put it in the chat. You want to read something going to curl your toes? See, I don't just sit around and sleep all the time. Pull up number 5. Camp Mystic in Texas is a Freemason camp for the daughters of the Texas elite. You want to put this in the chat. I'm not going to tell you another thing. You read it for yourself. Scroll down just a little bit, Spencer. Camp Mystic. Look, I'm not making light of those children that died. It's horrific. It's horrific. But what was the real goal of Camp Mystic? Hang on. What was the goal of Camp Oatka in Maine? And are these people, I'm just asking. Barbara Bush was a counselor at this camp. George Bush's wife. What's her name?
Laura.
Laura Bush was a counselor at this camp. Secular Christianity. Come on in, James.
Yeah, hey,
you don't get this anywhere, folks. Yeah, I'm taking a risk. I'm sorry. Making some of you mad, touching pretty close to home here. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Brother Dave, I love you, brother. Man, you're awesome.
Thanks. That's not why I do it, though. I'm glad you do it.
Yeah, I know. The secular church is what the world calls it. God calls it a carnal church.
And so secular Christianity, yes, sir.
Yeah, because, you know, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And this, you know, I think Brother Rick Comfort said it the best. Just in the last, since that video, we probably went seven different places. So, but it's finding out if you live in the flesh, Jesus didn't call us to bring people to the Messiah. Didn't he called us to make disciples? This is kind of where I believe 95% of the church is a false salvation. It's just,
secular Christianity.
You can't really. There's nowhere in the Bible. Jesus said, if you don't lose your life for my sake, can't be my disciple. And I don't think there's a lot of people who follow that way. But yeah, it's just, we live.
So James, here's the point. The
principality over DC, I could send Brother Dave and say, you're going to be the man. And I do believe that you would change, just like Bongino. I believe that. I don't know why there's never been a righteous person who's ever dwelt over that city, over this nation. There's really no. You go back all. You know, we could say George Washington, blah blah blah. And you could kind of. There's not been a lot of righteous people.
Wrap it up, James. Wrap it up. I get it. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Cool. That's right, folks. Secular, let's be honest, secular half-baked Christian Donald Trump taking on the forces of darkness. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? Paula White's his advisor. Are you kidding me? He's got secular Christianity, if he's got any at all. Vinny, come on in.
Oh, boy. So guys, how many Kerrvilles do we want to watch happen until we start to do something? So they came out and said that the Epstein list didn't exist. Okay, that's a farce. That's a mockery.
Listen, Pam Bondi said she had the videos. She had seen the videos, right?
Right.
Horrific videos, and now there aren't any. What's going on?
Well, with what's going on, guys, is that they're working. That the evil ones work behind the scenes in the shadows, where you can't see them.
They serve their God more effectively than we serve ours. That's all.
Exactly. Well, if we start serving our God, we'll start exposing them. And how do we expose them? Don't accept any of their stupidity. When they tell you that the Epstein list doesn't exist, you laugh in their face and say, you're an idiot. Don't you dare say that to me. Stop accepting nonsense.
It's not that easy, because it is so powerful that it flipped Dan Bongino. It's so powerful, it appears to have flipped Kash Patel. It's something far more than what we understand. Mark, come on in.
Oh, but yeah. It's real easy though.
It's
intimidation behind the scenes.
I get it. Where is the Christian influence? Where is it?
Boom.
Half
Thank
the
you.
Church doesn't even like Donald Trump.
So what they're playing is an old-fashioned shell game where you have three of the half shells and you have a pea. And you make people think that the pea's behind a certain shell, but they never can get it because you distract their focus. And that's what the media and everybody else has been trying to do with this. Well, now all of a sudden the government's playing the shell game, and they're hiding something that they had out in the open ready to give to us. And now they're saying, oh, no, don't believe what you see. Believe what you hear. That's bad. And I'm just an old homeschool dad. I may be wrong. But there's clearly something going on. We don't know enough to know yet, but something's wrong there.
Well, Mark, here's what it is. It's a one party system. All of them are tied to Epstein. All of them, folks, all of them in one way or another. And a true expose what was going on would bring down the government. That's where we are. Now, I'm not making any excuses for anybody, but could it be that Trump and his team, I don't know whether they're good guys or bad guys, I don't know. Could it be that they look around and say, oh my God, if we release this information, it's going to be unbelievable freaking chaos. We won't even have a government. Could that be? Could they be seeing stuff that we don't see? And they release the Epstein list, and some of your favorite people are on it. Videos of some of the most powerful spiritual leaders in America raping little children. And could he be sitting there saying, how the heck do we release this? This will undermine our entire culture. That's the way I see it. What do you think, RJ?
No question about it. They're operating on the dark side, from inside, and the names of critical, influential, you know, supposedly stellar individuals.
What if Prince Charles? What if they have video of Prince Charles raping some little girl? Go ahead.
Yeah, the list is out there.
What if they have pictures? I'm making it up, just picking out a name. What if they have pictures of T.D. Jakes and some little boy?
Well, P. Diddy got some of them, but I think we can get one governor to step up somehow. It may be.
Well, there's another one, man. There's another one. P. Diddy. P. Yeah. Diddy. What? None of that? He didn't do any of that? Huh? Really? Hey, folks, Psalm 2, kings of this earth have set themselves. Gino, got to move. I want to get a lot in here. Go, Gene.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, folks, tell us this story, not your life story.
You keep telling us we have a government. We've never had a government since 1871. We have no government now. So what they're fearing is, do we tell the people or not that they've been living a lie all their life? But I think it's going to come out. I still think it's going to come out.
So, you know what I think, Gina? Folks, can I say this and everybody still love me at the end of the day? Can I say this and everybody still love me at the end of the day? Okay. Let me tell you something. Jeffrey Epstein was controlled by the Israel Mossad.
Boom.
And here's what I think's going on. When they show what's really going on, again, let me be honest with you, folks. Does the CIA represent the American nation? No. Does the Mossad represent the Jewish government or nation? No. The Mossad represents the Israeli government, and the CIA represents the American government, and they're both wicked. And so what we're going to find out is, my opinion, the Mossad, the Israeli CIA, is behind much of this. And they can't let that out. Does that make me anti-Semitic? That's what's going on, in my opinion. Judd, go.
Yeah, Coach, you guys are spot on. And if you pray about this, it doesn't make sense. So you ask everybody to pray more. Go in your deep spot and go into that spiritual realm and pray against these demonic principalities. You know, on July 4th, people don't notice the small things. Washington Monument has this little red eye at the top of it. That eye is a controlling demonic force.
Churches are funding.
For Freemasonry. The eye is now dark. It's gone. I think that's a symbol. Controlling forces over DC from the London Bank to these groups, they're showing the world how bad it was. They're showing how bad it is. in my opinion, this is part of the show. In my spirit, when I pray about this, says, give it 2 weeks. The people should be mad. It defies all logic. But what has he told us from the beginning? The corrupt system has to come down and be replaced by a system from we the people.
Yeah, it has to be exposed, right? So the entire Epstein thing, folks, involves the kings of this earth. You understand that? You understand why they won't release it?
So, in my opinion, I think this is going to be where we the people demand it. And once again, someone's going to become a solution provider and step into what are called the commander-in-chief role, which says, hey, we're going to have to look into this. You guys are messing around. You're not doing all the right things. You're lying to the American people. People are corrupt. People are being blackmailed. The Uniparty, General Flynn's book, every time, go back and read it. He talks about green mail, white mail, blackmail. What's happening right before us? They're showing the people, in my opinion. I just say, give it a couple weeks, let this simmer, because it's not going away.
Amen. It's not going away. Hey, folks, are you looking at me? Do you know that the Federal Reserve, which is not an American company, they have nothing to do with the United States of America. Do you know that the Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air? They print it and then charge you interest. How do you get a gig like that? How do you get a gig like that? With some non-American organization prints money and charges you interest on it. I want a gig like that. Jack.
Yeah, Coach, I don't know how to do it, but every one of us that's ever been to court knows that every word spoken in that courtroom is recorded. And Ghislaine Maxwell was obviously sentenced to 10 years in prison for trafficking children to no one. Come on, folks, it's in there. There's a record. We need to understand how to get it out of there. There's a under yeah, some kind yeah. of discovery. Tom Rentz did a great expose on it. We need to be able to dig into that and expose it, no matter what the government says.
Hey, Jack, they're saying that those records have been destroyed. Whether they have or not, I don't know.
Not possible. I don't believe that for a second.
Pam Bondi said she saw them. She saw the horrific rapes, and now she said there is no. I'm wrong. I didn't really see that. I didn't really see that. Kevin,
this is all being done for a purpose, because you know, if you get into the conspiracy theory, that 17th letter said Israel last. Guess where we're at? The whole cup is fixing to be flipped over. The signing of the big, beautiful bill, and Judah was right. The red eye is dark. The signing of the big, beautiful bill is also a release from the Federal Reserve System. So everything that we know, everything that we've known, Coach, our whole lives is fixing to get flipped upside down.
By the way, Kevin, whose tables did Jesus flip over?
Bingo.
Does anybody know? Wasn't it the money changers?
The money changers, yes, sir.
Wasn't it the money changers?
Do you mean the Shylocks, Coach?
The money changers. Yeah. Who would that be? Well, that'd be the Federal Reserve, wouldn't it?
Hmm? So grab your leather strap and hang on.
Boom.
Oh my goodness. Go, Vinny.
Oh, so listen, we can cut to the quick real quick here. If I accuse Jeffrey Epstein of rape, does it make any sense for him to accuse me of being an anti-Semite?
No.
Right, because it's a misdirection.
Right.
It simply doesn't answer the question. Why did you rape them? calling me an anti-Semite does not answer that accusation in one way, in any way whatsoever.
Amen. Amen. Distract, huh? Bait and switch, distract. Randy.
So, Coach, why don't you finish reading Psalm 2? Why don't you read on and read why God laughs at this?
Throw it up there, Psalm 2. It
says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. That means in contempt, hatred. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his displeasure. Now get this, Coach.
Randy, hang on a minute. Who's he talking about there, Randy?
He's talking to the deep state.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this was fulfilled, you know, but we're seeing the same. It's the same picture. But he says, yet I have set my king on where? On my holy hill of Zion, Coach. Do you see the battle for Zion? It's either going to be the church who's Zion, or it's going to be the Zionists who are Zion.
Wow,
see,
good,
Zionism, Coach, whoever controls the world are the Zionists, okay? I don't care if you quote one or not. You don't have to believe this, but it's true. So if you see Jesus as King, Lord, over the earth, you are, in Hebrews it says, now you have come to Mount Zion. We are the New Jerusalem, Coach. If we can see that we are really the owners, we own title, we have title, then we will take it back. If we don't, we will let them have it. We will just move on in time and let them keep controlling everything. So the answer is on us now. What will we do about this now? Will we just say we exposed it and we're done? Is that good enough? No. Righteousness must replace unrighteousness. We have to become the government now. Our time is now, Coach.
Is anybody tired of paying 8% interest for a loan for 30 years? Who came up with that idea? Who prints the money? It's not even money. Who does that? How long are we going to look? I don't care whether you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Greek. I don't care if you're a Muslim. That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. How long are we going to let them get away with doing that? Anybody who tried, John F. Kennedy tried to do away with the Federal Reserve. You know that, right? You got to tell me you guys know that. That he tried to do away with the Federal Reserve. What happened to him? You just drive down that street in Dallas. You'll see what happened to him. And you know, I hate to tell you this. You know why they won't tell us, give us the files of Kennedy? You know why? Get your toes up. Because we're going to find out who really was behind killing him. And it was the untouchables. Stop a minute. Stop. There's a difference between a Jew and a Zionist Jew. They are not the same.
Yeah. Boom. That's what Albert Pike said. They're political Zionists.
Political Zionists. Political Zionists. Secular Christians. Wow. Come on in, Mark, quickly. Got a couple minutes.
Okay, I agree with Randy. Our time is now. I still believe that God is going to come and bring about another great awakening, another new revival out of all this mess. One clue about where they're hiding the shell or hiding the pee under the shell is listen to the mainstream media and see if they run cover for Bongino and Cash.
Amen. Amen. Come on in. Come on in, RJ.
Yeah, we, like Randy said, you know, we have the keys of the kingdom, which is the title of the documentary that we did on taking back the territory, taking back our rightful jurisdiction. That's the foundations of justice. And we can let the world know it with a conference coming up this weekend. We're still knocking at the door, and it's opening, I believe.
We'll see what happens. Good work.
Thank you,
Mark
Lord.
Mark Mattingly, quickly, last one, Mark. Or maybe, I can't hear you, bud. Can't hear you.
Mark saying ditto.
Yeah, I am saying ditto. I'm having fat finger problems. Sorry,
yeah,
coach.
Quickly, go.
Hey, folks. Kings of this earth have set themselves. What's that mean? See you tomorrow.